The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Duck pin bowling is like regular 10-pin bowling, only different. And like most things these days, it's explained on YouTube.
Duck pins are kind of squished down, so they're about this high, and they're just fatter in the belly.
Duck pin bowling balls are 3 pounds 6 ounces right up to 3 pounds 12 ounces. There's no holes in them.
10-pin bowling balls, the big ones with the holes, go up to 16 pounds, in case you're wondering. Not only does duck pin bowling use smaller equipment, it also exists on a smaller scale. At last count, there were only 5 duck pin alleys left in Virginia, and as we hear from David Poole with the Virginia Public Access Project, at least one of those has a cash flow issue.
Right, this is up in the Shenandoah Valley, the Shenandoah Bowling Lanes in Mount Jackson. This is a story by Kelly Clark, a reporter with the Daily News Record in Harrisonburg, about an old-fashioned bowling alley that's looking for a newfangled way to keep the doors open. They're trying to upgrade their equipment and buy some new shoes. Not much has changed here since it was opened in 1948, but they want to put a little more polish on the place. So they're trying to raise a modest amount, $5,000.
The new twist here is that they're using a fundraising website. They're putting out a very basic message to their customers, and it's this: if you'd like to continue having the lanes to enjoy, please contribute some money. And David, they're offering incentives.
Donors who give at least $25 can earn a free game for up to 4 friends, and then it goes on up. If you give $250, you'll get a t-shirt.
According to the story, the last significant update at Shenandoah Lanes came during the Eisenhower administration, so I guess it has been a while.
Boy, in 1958, they really spiffed things up with a manual pin setter, which is still working today.
They must have gotten a good one.
Come out and vote. You got all kinds of things going on Tuesday. I say it every time, get to know your candidates and make an informed decision.
That's the voice of Robert George at the October meeting of the York County School Board, of which he is vice chairman. As you can hear, he's urging people to vote. Just over 2,000 people did vote in George's re-election contest, and it turned out to be pretty close.
Right, this is a story by Jennifer Williams. She's a reporter for the Daily Press in Newport News. And about one of those elections, it happens every year, one of those elections that shows you that every vote does count. That was down in York County. They had a school board race that came down to a 1-vote margin. A candidate named Robert George defeated a challenger, Sean Myatt, 1,018 votes to 1,017 votes.
There was something else out of the ordinary about this contest. Maybe, in fact, this was the most out of the ordinary thing of all. It was completely free of negative campaigning.
Well, yeah, that's the thing about this election. It's refreshing that the two candidates were friends and campaigned and kept the election upbeat and positive. And, you know, it's if one loses and one wins, there's I don't think we're going to see a lawsuit here.
By all indications, probably not. Myatt, trailing by 1 vote, will be entitled to a recount if he chooses. George says that's fine with him because he'd ask for one if their roles were reversed. David Poole is with the Virginia Public Access Project. I'm Fred Eccles.